I'm joined by the interim executive director of the Albany Museum of Art, Paula Williams, and we're here to talk about what's going on at the Albany Museum of Art and what's been going on so far in this year of 2015. And thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be talking with you about the museum.
And first question is, what brought you to the Albany Museum of Art to lead the museum on an interim basis in this time of transition?
Walter, I am really excited to be here with the museum now. I was actually here before. I started working with the museum in 1987, and I was the director of marketing and volunteer resources. And after working here for several years, I became the director at that time and worked as director through 1993 and led the museum through its first accreditation. So I'm real excited to be back and come back to see so much has happened in the past 25 years here at the museum. So it's great to be back here.
And you know, seeing what about let's go through the accreditation process. What is that all about, and what goes into having an art museum accredited?
It's a big deal for a museum. In fact, we are only one of a select few in the state of Georgia. There are no other art museums within a 90-mile radius that have the accreditation status. And for us, it means making sure that we are living up to our promise to take care of our permanent collection, make sure the building is properly climatized, make sure our security is as it should be, our staff programs, and everything is in perfect order so that we can achieve the accreditation status through the American Alliance of Museums. So we're very, very proud of that. We've been reaccredited twice since that 1993 first accreditation.
And what accomplishments has the museum made so far in 2015, and you know, what strides have you made to help this museum move forward this year in 2015?
When I first came here, I was really excited to have an exhibition about to open of Athos Menaboni. He was an Italian painter who moved to Georgia and painted in the state of Georgia for 60 years. And we were so fortunate to have that exhibition here. And during the time of the exhibition, we had one of the paintings included in the exhibition that was purchased for the museum. And since that time, we've had two other contributions from Miss B. McCormick and Anna Louise McCormick, and added two of their personal Menaboni paintings to the collection. So we're very, very excited about that. We just had a very successful fundraiser, 50 Shades of AMA, that happened on February 14th. And that goes along with the exhibition 50 Shades of Grey, which is in our main gallery now. So we're very happy about that. And the other thing that is very exciting for us this year since I've been here is that we recently hired Barbie Fisher. And Barbie worked with the public school system here in Daugherty County for over 30 years. She was the lead art teacher there, and she comes with some pretty amazing credentials and has hit the ground running and has done some exciting things for our education program. So we're happy to be moving forward and doing some great things, we think, coming up in our education department.
And next question is, what challenges does this museum face this year? You know, what kind of things, what kind of areas do you see, needing to be addressed?
Financial issues are always lurking out there for this museum. We're a nonprofit, a 501c3. We do not get any city or county funding, We are primarily dependent on our membership base, our beloved donors and contributors. So financially, it will always be a struggle for the museum. Not necessarily a struggle, but perhaps a challenge. You know, we are always looking for grants and partnerships to keep this amazing facility here in Albany, because it really is vital to our community and enhancing the quality of life here.
And let's talk briefly about some of the exhibits that are happening at the museum, that are being housed at the museum, like the 50 Shades of Grey, and that started on January 22nd and last through the end of August 31st. And what is that like there?
Well, it's an exhibition of works that come from our permanent collection, and because we are just celebrating our 50th anniversary of the museum from its beginning from Southwest Georgia Art Association, it also represents 50 years of collecting. So it includes paintings, photographs, charcoal sketches, drawings, graphite, the whole gamut, but they are all in Shades of Gray.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also Ray Parati, and that exhibit, includes a lot of mixed media and all. So, talk briefly about that.
Ray is an artist from Shelman, Georgia, but he is nationally renowned. He does a very intricate and interesting way of creating his works, and he's actually giving a workshop coming up. Anyone can participate in that, and just by calling the museum and making a reservation. That will be coming up in March, and it is on March the 21st.
Yes, and also the week before that, and there's also the Family Day, and in which the Albany of Recreation and Parks Department is sponsoring, along with the Museum of Art. And how excited are you to host something like that, to get the young people involved?
Yeah, it's great to see the young people here. And so we have 1,000 kids coming through the museum that day, and we are proud to co-sponsor that with the Parks and Recreation Department. So it's a wonderful collaboration. Kristen Casso, who works with the Parks and Recreation Department, used to be a team member here at the museum, so she's very familiar with what we do and has done a great job putting this together. So it's a lot of fun. It's free. It's open to the public, so we encourage families to come and have some fun times together and make some wonderful creations together. That's one of my favorite events.
And what things do you see going forward with the museum?
More collaboration with the schools. We are interested in working with the school system to bring more art education opportunities to our young people. There was a time when all the fourth graders in Doherty County came through our doors and had an opportunity to visit the museum and get very specialized guided tours. And we would love to see that come back again. We would love to be able to do more after-school programs and participate in the after-school programs with the public schools and reach out and go into the schools and offer our support and expertise in bringing the museum to the schools. So we do want to see more of that happening and more collaboration between the other cultural organizations here in town, from the Civil Rights Museum, the Aquarium, Thronatiska, and the Symphony. And in fact, we do something with the Symphony. We've got a program coming up this weekend that we do here. It's a Symphony at the Museum.
So and, what about the neighboring counties and colleges like Albany State and Dart and so forth?
Right. They do. And we also have something exciting coming up this fall that we will be focusing on college kids throughout the region, from Georgia Southwestern, Albany State, and Darton College. It will be a writing competition where they will be challenged to choose a piece from our permanent collection and do a composition on one of those objects. So we're excited for that. That'll kick off in September. But there will also be an exhibition of Ralph Harvey, who is a professor at, or professor emeritus at, Georgia Southwestern. And he was one of the leaders of the studio glass movement, especially here in the South. So we're excited about that as well.
And do you have any anything else to add or final comments?
There is always something going on here at the museum. If you look at our calendar, go to albanymuseum.com. Every Tuesday we have Toddler Tuesdays. That particular event has become extremely popular here. Cocktails and acrylics we have once a month, brunch and brushes. We've got a calligraphy class coming up the end of this month. There are just so many programs that we have. And then, of course, our summer art classes in June and July are always packed. So those generally do sell out. So we have the dates posted on our website. And if people are interested in that, go ahead and mark your calendars, because we'd love to see your kids here, grades 1 through 5. So they are extremely popular. So I'm really excited about what we've got going on at the museum, and very excited about the community involvement and some of the things that we're offering, and a lot of the input that we're getting back from the community.
And thank you once again, Paula Williams, the Interim Executive Director of the Albany Museum of Art. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure.